Some musical instruments are so important you can read their biographies online. I'm talking about Stradivarius violins. Several hundred survive, and they're so prized you can trace their lineages through the great musicians who have played them over the centuries. The instruments have been valued at prices ranging from hundreds of thousands to several million dollars, which attracts a lot of non-musicians, like investors and thieves. As NPR's Daniel Hajduk reports, there's a lot of intrigue when one of these priceless instruments goes missing.
Milwaukee Symphony Orchestra concertmaster Frank Almond had just finished a performance on a frigid Wisconsin night in January. With a rare Lipinski Stradivarius violin slung over his shoulder, he walked out into the freezing parking lot towards his car.
Walked briskly to my car and noticed an unusual Scooby-Doo-looking van backed in next to my car, and it was running.
As Almond put the violin case in his back seat, he noticed someone getting out of the van.
I thought, why is he getting closer, and why is he trying to take my picture?
The flashing light Almond thought was a camera flash was actually a taser.
Very jarring electric shock, like when you get hit with 50,000 volts or so, I suppose.
Almond hit the ground, and the van sped out of the parking lot. The Lipinski Stradivarius, worth between $5 and $6 million, was gone. Stradivarius instruments, also known as Strads, are worth so much because there are so few left, only about 650. The maker, a 17th and 18th century Italian luthier named Antonio Stradivari, is considered the best there ever was. He crafted violas, cellos, and harps, but the sound of his violins seemed to get better with age. To truly understand the value of a centuries-old Stradivarius, you have to see one up close. Nicolette Cacciardi unzips a plain brown violin case. Inside, olive-green velvet padding, and underneath a silk cloth is a Stradivarius, known as the Duke of Alcantara, after its original owner. Cacciardi is a graduate student at UCLA. The school owns this Strad, made in 1732, worth around $2 million.
It's very light compared to any violin I've held. I never had anything this precious in my hands.
It's usually locked away in a vault on campus, but now Cacciardi gets to play it for the first time.
Very sensitive. It's like a really nice car that you just lightly push the pedal and then it's zooming by.
According to UCLA, back in the 1960s, this Strad was also stolen. Either that, or the man who had it on loan accidentally left it on the roof of his car and drove off. Either way, it was found beside a freeway on-ramp. That's the story, at least. And each Stradivarius has some story of survival. Back in Milwaukee, days went by without a trace of the Lipinski Stradivarius, which was on loan to concertmaster Frank Almond. It seemed like the perfect crime. Even before the instrument was stolen, the thief had watched Almond's every move.
Yeah, the guy knew where I lived. He knew my kids' names. This was a very, very premeditated incident that was on this guy's mind for at least 5 or 6 years.
One detail that was overlooked, though, was that an item that hot can't stay hidden for very long. The Milwaukee Police Department and the FBI worked quickly. At a local news conference 1 week after the theft, Police Chief Edward Flynn approached the podium.
Well, today the Milwaukee Police Department is pleased and very proud to announce the safe recovery of the Lipinski Stradivarius violin.
Police had discovered it, undamaged, the night before.
In a suitcase stored in the attic of the residence.
Two men were arrested, including the mastermind behind the theft, who pleaded guilty this month to felony robbery. Now the violin is safely back in the hands of Frank Almond.
It's survived wars and revolutions, and most recently, somebody trying to steal it.
Just another story of survival to add to this 299-year-old Lipinski Stradivarius violin. Daniel Hajduk, NPR News.